A Ship of the Line by C.S. Forrester. Read by Christian Rotzke. Chapter 1. Captain Horatio Hornblower was reading a smudgy proof which the printers had just sent round to his lodgings. "To all young men of spirit," he said, "seamen, landsmen, and boys who wish to strike a blow for freedom and to cause the Corsican tyrant to wish that he'd never dared the wrath of these British Isles. His Majesty's ship Sutherland, of 2 decks and 74 guns, is at present commissioning at Plymouth, and a few vacancies still exist to complete her crew. Captain Horatio Hornblower in command has lately returned from a cruise in the South Sea, during which, in command of the frigate Lydia, of 36 guns, he engaged and sank the Spanish vessel Natividad, of 2 decks and more than twice the force. The officers, petty officers, and men of the Lydia have all joined him in the Sutherland. What heart of oak can resist this appeal to join this band of heroes and share with them the new glories which await them? Who will teach Monsieur Jean Crapaud that the seas are Britannia's, where no frog-eating Frenchman can show his face? Who wishes for a hatful of golden louis d'or for prize money? There will be fiddlers and dancing every evening, and provisions at 16 ounces to the pound, the best of beef, the best of bread, and grog at midday every day of the week and Sundays, all in addition to the pay under the warrant of His Most Gracious Majesty King George. In the place where this notice is read can be found an officer of His Majesty's ship Sutherland who will enlist any willing hearts who thirst for glory." Captain Hornblower struggled against hopelessness as he read the proof.